All right, Eagles fans, one of the great litmus tests for quarterbacks coming out in the NFL draft is the two-minute drill. And it's obviously one of the situations that quarterbacks are put under the microscope for, both in college and the NFL. We got to see one of these examples against Northern Iowa late in the game from Carson Wentz.
Yeah, and it's funny. I remember watching this game, and he was up and down in this game, Carson Wentz. He made some good throws. But overall, I'd say this game was probably a little bit of a struggle for him.
Two picks, I believe, early in the game.
And then you get, you're right, two picks and a couple of misreads. And then you get to this point in the game. They're down by four. And you need a touchdown. And of course, needing a touchdown changes the whole dynamic of a two-minute drill.
Yeah, he's down by four. No timeouts, backed up to the minus 20. This is second down here. And what he's going to do, he's going to drop back in an empty set. He's going to face pressure. He evades it, finds an open receiver down the right sideline for a first down. Huge play on the move. A great play from Carson Wentz. Problem is, penalty's called. It's going to be third and long, and he's going to be put in a bad situation. So what's going to happen next? Two plays later, it's fourth down. It's money time. And you're going to get four verts on the outside. Again, we've seen this so many times in some of these breakdowns we've done, Greg. You're going to have a vertical route from the receiver on the outside that can convert to a comeback.
Yep.
And you're going to see this far hash throw from Carson Wentz.
Yeah, and that's the critical part. Stop it right here again. And let's just talk about what you're saying. Look where Carson Wentz is. He's on the far hash. He's going to end up throwing this ball here all the way across the field. Now, I can't calculate yardage in my head, but this is a long throw, and it needs to be on a line. This is not a ball you lay out there with touch. This has to be a drive throw on a line.
And keep in mind the context of the situation as well.
Exactly. It's fourth. This is not an easy throw. And look where he puts it. The precise ball location, which we can't stress enough when it comes to high-level quarterback play.
So that was the first fourth down conversion on this drive. Two plays later, it's third and short again, and we're going to have another vertical concept against zone coverage here from Carson Wentz.
This is worth taking a look at if you run it just a little more, because they're going to play basically cover two. If you freeze it right here, this linebacker is running down the hall, okay? But Carson Wentz sees the two safeties split in cover two. So very often in cover two, what do? You try to hit the middle seam. Now, this is a really tight window, but this is the throw against cover two very often. This is the throw you have to be, one, willing to make, and two, then execute. And watch this throw. I think it kind of speaks for itself.
On a frozen rope, in stride. Obviously, the pass is broken up. The tight end is unable to secure the catch. But look at this from the end zone, and you can see it from behind. The pinpoint accuracy from Carson Wentz after surveying the field, dropping it over the Mike linebacker.
You know, that's, again, you can't reiterate enough the fact that, number one, he's willing to make that throw. That is so critical. We've talked about that a lot. We'll continue to talk about it because, to me, that is such an important element of an NFL quarterback, a high-level NFL quarterback. And certainly when you get into these kinds of situations, you can't throw four-yard checkdowns. They don't help you score a touchdown.
So let's keep the situation now in check. Fourth down, and once again, his second fourth down in this drive. No timeouts. They're at midfield. They're going to go with a slot fade here after a crushing drop from his tight end.
Right.
He makes it look easy. A slot fade for a first down. They move the chains. The receiver gets out of bounds. Now the offense keeps moving.
Remember that slot fade. We're coming back to it
pretty
soon.
Yes, we are. That's the reason why I wanted to show that play. We see the slot fade here. A couple plays later, it's first down, down the 18-yard line. And we're going to see the situation. I'd really like you to describe what Carson Wentz is seeing at this point.
Yeah, and again, this is something where he actually changed the route by this receiver running the slot fade. He's going to end up running a slot fade, but initially this receiver was going to run in, but because of the position of his safety, Carson Wentz actually changed this play. And what's so impressive about this is just what you said. You've got the cauldron of an intense game right here. They have no timeouts. You're driving. You're about 50 seconds to go. You have to, you know, to be able to think this through, change a route in this moment, not only speaks to the mental processing, but to the poise and the composure of a young quarterback.
So you see him here. He notices the slight movement of the safety, and right there, you see him change this route. He's yelling at his receiver.
Yep.
No more towards the post. Let's do a slot fade here. He takes the snap, drops back, and delivers a beauty of a pass into the back corner of the end zone. A contested situation, puts it where his receiver can get it. Game over. North Dakota State wins.
You know, and what a lot of people don't realize is in the NFL, and you saw it there, is a lot of these throws are tight window throws. Very often on a play like that, you'll hear someone say, oh, it's double coverage. That's not double coverage. It's a tight window throw, and you have to put the ball in a very precise spot. not. And we saw Carson Wentz do that, and he did that quite a bit on that final drive.
Everyone likes to talk about the it factor with the quarterback prospects. Those two-minute situations are where you're going to see that term arise. For Greg Cosell, I'm Fran Duffy. We'll continue to break down Carson Wentz right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.